Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do we have today?
Here's a story from Shelley O'Hare.
I've always been an anxious person, just the type of person that would arrive to an event a few minutes early, never wanted to be late, always wanted to dress appropriately, and just a typical pleaser, and also kind of a type A personality. I was an achiever. I became a pilot. I became a real estate broker. I got a master's degree. I went skydiving a couple of times, a slalom skier, just trying to, a real achiever. And I built a national business with my partner from our garage. Took about 20 years. And these were during my childbearing years. And I got to about 40, done a lot of traveling and a lot of busyness, as I like to call it now, or business, and decided that I wanted a family. I was a little too old to do that naturally, so decided to adopt children and sign up for two fantastic people that are so wonderful now. They're both 20 now, but signed up for a couple of kids through an attorney, and they were born 4 months apart. And I knew this date was coming when they were going to be born, and we were going to pick them up from the hospital 24 to 36 hours after they were born. So I was getting a little more anxious as this time was approaching, thinking, I've got to stop my busyness, and I have to focus on being a mom and being home. And can I do this? How am I going to make this transition? And I saw that there was a yoga class and it involved breathing at the YMCA in Moyton. So I went to the class, and the teacher started by telling us to close our eyes and just fixate on our nostrils and breathe in as much oxygen as we can. Fill our lungs to capacity. Breathe out as much as we can. Let it all go. And this felt so good. It immediately lowered my blood pressure, lowered my anxiety. So I told my sister-in-law about this, and she lived in Boca at the time, and she said, oh, there's a class at the community center, Boca Community Center. So this was about 2001. Okay, I'll try it with you. She had not tried it. She had tried yoga years before in the 60s as a hippie in Gainesville. And so we both went, and we sat in the back of this class. And this woman, Meryl Katz, taught. She had lived in India. And she was doing all kinds of poses that the woman at the YMCA I had never seen. And I hadn't really picked up a book on yoga at that time or anything. So I liked how it felt, and I kept going back. The same faces were there. I kept going back year after year. About 2005, I decided to become a teacher, and something clicked. It went from being this physical practice, this practice of physicality, to a practice of mental focus, a practice of being able to quiet those thoughts coming into the mind. And anxiety is nothing more than thinking about the future, anticipating what could happen, the thousand things that could happen in the future. Depression is more regretful, more about what happened in the past. And yoga teaches you to focus on now. This helped me so much. So I became a teacher, learning more about the history of yoga, learning more about what it can do. And this practice so challenged my ability to quiet. It challenged my level of perseverance. It challenged my level of patience. It challenged my level of compassion. It challenged my level of all these things that I needed to work on. I'd stuck with it, and I was so fortunate to start with this class with Meryl Katz. And just today found out that Meryl is turning over this program at the Boca Community Center to me. She's been there for 19 years. Many of the students that I practice with on a daily basis. We become friends, and it's a comfortable, beautiful place to practice.
Shelley O'Hare with a story about how yoga changed her life.
Full disclosure, it's changed your life and my life as well. But that's not why I brought in the story. I thought this is also a story about how a person changed another person's life, how a group of people, how somebody had a need, and that need was met to the point where she could then turn around and help others meet that need.
A yoga support group.
In a way, I like that. You could say every yoga class should be a yoga support group.
Well, I don't think yoga changed my life as much as it's changed Shelley's.
Well, maybe you didn't have the anxiety that Shelley had at the beginning of the story. She talks about this kind of great energy that needed to be rechanneled. And yoga not only channeled it for her as a student, thanks to her teacher, but it also channeled her into becoming a teacher and just this month channeled her into becoming the head of the whole program. And I thought that was just such an exciting transformation.
It sounded as if her life was pretty exciting before she decided to become a mom. And yoga helped her channel all that energy to settle down.
You know, not everybody follows through the way Shelley did. You know, there are a lot of people who take yoga for a little while and then they move on to something else. Or there are a lot of people who are yoga students and perfectly happy being yoga students. Here was a self-professed overachiever who takes that overachieving attitude and turns it into becoming the best yogi, yoga teacher, and now yoga administrator she can. So we may think of those as opposite things. On one hand, we may think of yoga as being really relaxed in some ways, and we may think of doing the administration of it and the teaching of it as being something a lot more left brain, a lot more organized in some ways, but isn't it the perfect person who can meld together left brain and right brain? And I think that yoga and her teacher, Meryl Katz, have enabled her to do that.
So she won't become an overachieving yoga administrator.
Well, if she is, she'll be the best at it possible. That's the feeling I got.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu. And Michael, I'll be hosting Sunday, the 14th of July, 5 to 7 p.m., at the Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton. I'll be hosting a $100 storytelling slam. For more information, email me, cneil, N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Thanks, Karen. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.